We've got Sydney racing tonight at Canterbury with free entry there, and then tomorrow we back up at Randwick. It's a good three there. Pardon me. Good three. Penetrometer 4.89, and let's welcome in Michael Maxworthy before I cough on air again. Morning to you, Maxie.
Morning to you, Andrew. Well, I can report it's a beautiful Friday in Sydney.
Bit smoky.
Yeah, it is a little bit, but there's a little bit of blue sky. But unfortunately, the forecast is for rain tomorrow, so I've got to watch that. But at the moment, Randwick is rated as a good three, Andrew.
Righto, good three. Monitor the weather. Now, you go for the last three races, so let's go to race seven tomorrow at Randwick.
Yeah, this is the Benchmark 75, the Alconics Fire Handicap over 1,400 metres for the mares. Look, I'm with the favourite here, Dixie Chick, who's third up from the spell tomorrow. She's had no luck at all in the first two runs back. At Warwick Farm, she went back from the wide gate. She gave them six lengths. It was a stop-start affair. They zipped home in 35. And I reckon if she had drawn an alley on that occasion, she might have won it. And then last start, well, she ran seventh over the 1,200 metres when starting favourite. Again, she gave them a big start, pushed along, turning into the straight. Just when she was starting to wind up, there was no clear running. She really needed a helicopter to get her out of there. She wasn't tested at all the last 200 metres. So I'm thinking tomorrow at Randwick, up to 1,400 metres, a much better draw. She may not have to go back in the second half of the field. She's got a lightning turn of acceleration. I'm just hoping we don't get on anything worse than a soft five, because that's probably going to go against her. But all being equal, I think Dixie Chick, race 7, number 10, can get the money at Randwick.
Righto. That's $3.60 in favourite at this stage in race number 7. You favour another one for Tim Clark in race 8.
Yeah, for Les Bridge, race 8, number 11, Balmain Boy. Now, he's a little bit different to Dixie Chick. This guy sort of makes his own luck up on the speed, although he's been up there at his last two starts, and the pace has been pretty solid, but I really like the way this guy has held on. It took a smart one in Akator to run him down at the midweeks at Rosehill a few weeks ago. And then last start, this track and distance over the mile at Randwick, he ran fourth behind Tower of Song again. He was working on speed, but I think from a better barrier tomorrow, over the Randwick mile, he can put himself into the box seat. I think he's going to be very, very hard to catch in the home straight. So Balmain Boy, race 8, number 11, the other one for me.
All right, that's at $5, Balmain Boy. That's race 7, number 10, and race 8, number 11. And you found one in the last here.
Yeah, race 9, number 7, Monterre. I've always been a little bit of a fan of this fellow. I remember his mum racing in Brisbane many years ago, called Fetz Gallant. I think she went around in the Golden Slipper. She was a top 2-year-old in southeast Queensland, so I followed her progeny. And this fella, well, he's a prime candidate for blinkers. Even when he won for Gerald Ryan 2 back at Kembla, he just didn't know what it was all about. He was wide out on the track, ducking and weaving, and only knuckled down the last 50. And then last start, he ran 10th behind Morton's fourth, beaten only 4.5. He had the 60 kilos. You couldn't argue with the run he had early. Nice card into it. But once they turned into the straight, he was just in a little bit of an awkward position. And clearly, if you have a look at his head carriage, he's not concentrating. Go back and have a look at the replay. And I'm thinking, gee, I think Gerald's going to be popping the blinkers on soon. And here he is. The blinkers are going on him tomorrow. So forget about that 10 of 12 to Morton's fork last start. I like the 1,400. I like the fact that he's got a 3-kilo claim. And significantly, the blinkers are going on Monterre. I'm sure he's up to benchmark 78 grade. So at the price, Andrew, the $15 of each way in the last number 7.
Yeah, 15 and 450 the place there for Monterre in the last. So the three for Michael there at Randwick, race 7, number 10, race 8, number 11, and race 9, number 7. It's a good three, but a bit of shower activity later today into tomorrow. And Magna Rock, by the way, has come out of the first race this morning. They didn't want to take a chance to travel up from Victoria with the prospect of some rain. So Magna Rock has come out race 1, number 1 this morning there at Randwick. Thanks a lot, Maxie. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, you too, Andrew. Thank you.
From Michael Maxworthy to Steve Moran to look at Moonee Valley. And Steve, as we've been talking about on the show, all eyes on the skies the next 24 hours in Melbourne.
Yes, certainly, Andrew. Good morning to you. Good morning, all. Yes, it looks a bit foreboding. You know, Moonee Valley can generally take a bit of rain, given that sandy profile. And I've also had a bit of a theory over the world over the years that the Moonee Valley track is a little bit condition non-specific. You know, you see noted wet trackers who don't necessarily improve at the Valley when there's been some rain, and you see horses who, you know, fail on wet tracks elsewhere who somehow handle it at the Valley. So I wouldn't get too paranoid about it just yet.
No, I understand. Marty Simon of the same thought, obviously, the track manager. He still feels that even if the rain did arrive after midday today, that it'll still stay in that good range off the forecast. Where do you start, mate?
Race four at the Valley tomorrow, Andrew. I'm very keen on number six, Palladian. I think the boys have got this one wrong. Our esteemed price assessing mates at the tab, and they do an amazing job. And you know what? They're probably beating me about 10-0. But $9.50, I think this is way over as Palladian. Very good run behind Nicholas, who's won again. Third in the race was Star of Monsoon, who came out and ran second to Sprite and the Brian Crowley. And, of course, Palladian went on and won his next run. I think he's way over the odds here. I've got little doubts over that Blue Sapphire form, Flying Artie and Del Rady and Ken's Dream and co. This is the one to have something on tomorrow, race four, number six.
Okay, so Palladian, as you mentioned, $9.50 at this stage with tab fixed odds. Where's your second one, Steve?
In the next race, race five, I like Coronation Chelan here, number three, who was, I think, around $20 when I last looked.
Yeah, 21.
Yep. Now, the mare to beat is clearly Lady Lafay, who's $2.50. And that Dixie Blossom's golden pendant form is absolutely outstanding, and she might blow them away. But she's pretty short, and she's, you know, I'd certainly be saving or doing something with Lady Lafay. But the case for Coronation Chelan at the odds at the $21 is obviously she won the race last year. Her run in the Blazer was very good. Yes, she's second up, but she's since had a trial just to tighten up that little bit further. And I think she just gets a lovely run on the speed here with Antalugan likely to lead from one. I think Coronation Chelan will just sit at her girth or sit one out, one back. Really good Valley performer, generally underrated for some reason or other. Mm. And I think she's over the odds here. Race five, number three, Coronation Chelan.
Okay, so currently 21 and nearly 5.50 the place there for race five, number three. Have you got another one for us?
In the Schweppes Crystal Mile, Andrew, race seven, number three. He or she, I refuse to call it he or she.
I'm with you.
Three separate words.
Yeah, that's what I say to them. I mean, how in the heck do you call it he or she, beyond he or she when they've separated the name, the words?
Oh, 100%.
Please. Anyway.
And so it's last start last is probably pretty good form, don't you think?
Yeah.
In the field of three, of course, behind Winx and Blackheart Bart. Back to this level, I think, is perfectly placed. And he's going to be very hard to beat, I think, he or she.
Righto. So race four, number six, Palladian at $9.50. Race five, number three, Coronation Chelan at $21. And then in race seven, he or she, number three, is currently at $4.80. And I guess I know Lloyd Williams has got the United States. He had that setback with the temperature a couple of weeks ago. Look, you just never know how he turns up tomorrow, do you?
No, I suppose you've got to respect his general fresh record.
Yeah.
And the overall quality of his form. But that's probably the reason I'm leaning slightly to he or she, that you know that one is currently in good shape and good form and has had recent racing where the other one, you're speculating a little bit. So that's the reason I lent to he or she.
Understand. All right. Now, Steve's going to be on air tomorrow close to 11:15 to go through every race at Moonee Valley. 10 races. You'll hear all the tips from just before 11:15 tomorrow morning. Looking forward to it all unfolding. Let's hope the weather plays on our side that we can enjoy the day. Good on you, Steve.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Steve Moran there, leading Melbourne form analyst, and it's key to have him and listen to him every Friday. And as I say, tomorrow morning, every race just before 11:15. Leo Schlink is our Werribee international man, and a lot of interest in Vadamos, this horse going into the Cox Plate. Leo, I understand the owner, John Camilleri, was at Werribee this morning.
And Andrew, Andreas Putsch, the breeder and co-owner, was down there, and But no Mark Zara this morning. So Vadamos went out and had a decent gallop under his usual track rider, Alex. But the co-owners, John and Andreas, are very happy with what they saw.
I understand that the direction of Mark Zara, when the news came through late yesterday that he's the leaning possibility, that I think they decided that Mark didn't need to go, so there was a late change there. But the general confidence, has it grown during the week?
I think so. And when people look at this horse's international rating of 120, yeah, he's 7 or 8 below Winks. But coming off a Group 1, Shanti, a really good race, and just the form line that he carries in, the Andre Farb polish, I think that everything's gone really well for the horse at Werribee, and they go into the race tomorrow. They understand what they're up against, but there is telltale confidence there, Andrew.
Yeah, that's good. Now, this will play out over the next couple of hours. Damien Oliver's hearing at VCAT over that suspension starts in a couple of minutes at VCAT in Melbourne. I guess they wait and see. Damien needs a freak to absolutely get off the suspension altogether. So you generally feel here that Mark Zahra is going to ride the horse tomorrow.
It looks that way. Ollie, as you say, Andrew, he'll need a miracle to get this overturned. But they're having a shot at it. Obviously, he thinks a lot of the horse, and obviously there are other factors at play as well, that if he gets a reduction, that might obviously help him in terms of Derby Day and other meetings. But if it were overturned, it would be a huge turn of events for everybody concerned.
Yeah. Look, they're holding, and we can understand. Damien has ridden the horse in track gallops, particularly one at Moonee Valley on Tuesday, or Monday, I should say. So, well, I guess we'll just wait and see on the Oliver one, and Mark Zahra sits there waiting. Anything else at Werribee from this morning?
The Godolphin string was out again. Second wave goes into the Moonee Valley Cup tomorrow. He's also nominated for the Bendigo Cup. Pretty sure at this stage they're going to stick to their original plans, but so far, so good. With all those horses down there, Andrew, they've all done really well in quarantine, and the Japanese horses are beginning to get active as well. They're always the last on the track, and we saw Karen Morodic and Karen Blastjaw come out and do a bit more work. So everything is gradually building towards the Cup, but as far as Vadamos goes tomorrow for the Cox Plate, everything on target. And with second wave also.
Okay. Second wave, Charlie Appleby texted me this morning. He said the horse worked well Tuesday. Stepping up in trip, will be ridden with a seat, with a sit to produce for the finish. He said we'd prefer firm ground, but he has handled easy ground at Ascot in the UK. So I guess he's sitting on the fence a bit, but just listening to that, I take it that they don't want too much rain.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of his form in the UK has been on the all-weather, the synthetic tracks.
Yep.
So this horse will be... I'd imagine the Valley will be able to cope with whatever's coming. There's a rain band that has just skirted past Werribee this morning, but there's heavier stuff coming in from the west as we speak. How much we'll get is in the lap of the gods, and how it affects the track also.
Yeah, we'll monitor that for our listeners right through the day. Is it one word or two words for your Cox Plate winner?
One word.
So it starts with W?
Starts with W, ends with X. And I think
and
that,
fill the rest.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly right. No. It's just going to be a great race, Andrew.
No, it will be. Can't wait to see it all unfold, and we'll keep our listeners up to date on when that news comes with Oliver and what happens with the Vadamos ride. Thanks for your time, Leo. We'll talk to you from next week. It'll be every day as we can't start building it right up towards the Melbourne Cup Carnival.
Look forward to it, Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you. Leo Schlink there from the Melbourne Herald Sun. Just looking at Moonee Valley for tomorrow, just ahead of the news and sports update. These are the earlies. Race 3, number 5, Modern Wonder, and 10, Nejmat. 5 and 10 out of the third. Race 4, number 7, Matty has just come out. Race 4, number 7. Race 6, number 9, Ceylon, and 12, Kasib. 9 and 12. And Race 7 Observationals come out this morning, Race 7, number 9. Now, those jockeys, we needed them with the Hong Kong jockeys not coming. Race 1, number 6 is Chris Parnham. Race 3, number 8 is James McDonald. Race 7, number 6, Tashby is Michael Walker. Race 8, number 2, Grand Marshal is Ben Mellum. And as I say, Vadamos, likely to be Mark Zahra, but not totally in ink at this stage. We'll just monitor that as we get through.